ShopRite's proposal to pay its chairman over 3 billion rand for his high voting shares is likely to be stifled by shareholders that are explicit about voting against the proposal, disputing its price tag. Christo Visser, on the other hand, is not willing to accept a lower price for ShopRite control, and he joins us on the line now with his thinking around the matter. Thanks so much, Christo, for joining us this evening. While this deal looked like it was all going according to plan, there's quite a bit of resistance now building to your over 3 billion rand payout for your deferred shares, because while they control 32.3% of ShopRite's voting rights, they have no economic value. Many struggling at this point to see how ShopRite justifies issuing 20 million new shares to you. Is that 3.3 billion rand price tag justifiable?
It's justifiable because obviously in deals of this nature, one requires a fair and reasonable assessment, and to the best of my knowledge, ShopRite has obtained a fair and reasonable assessment, which justifies the price. That's point number one. Point number two is, it seems that these people who are so vociferous in their opposition, depart from a premise that control has no value. But at the end of the day, and they know that that is simply not true, but at the end of the day, all shareholders will have an opportunity to vote on it. And it is amazing that only those who seem to be opposed to it get all the media coverage.
Christo, that's why we've got you on the line, I guess. I want to tackle the topic of the fact that, you know, you've pushed through a forced sale of 19.2 million ordinary shares back in December 2017. And according to ShopRite's memorandum of incorporation, if you reduced your holding of ordinary shares, then it was entitled to repurchase a proportionate amount of deferred shares at 0.1 cents each. Was that issue visited back then, or ever over the past 16 months for that matter?
Yeah, well, the point is, you know, that price, the nominal price for the high voting shares is of no consequence whatsoever. It's just stupid to regard that as a price. It's simply a mechanism by which the percentage of the deferred shares to the ords are calculated. It has no meaning as a purchase price. I mean, I would happily buy another 20% of the high voting shares at 1,000 times that price, or at 1,000,000 times that price. So it's just nonsense.
Nonsense, Christo, but stipulated in ShopRite's memorandum of incorporation. So was that this a discussion that was had between ShopRite and yourself?
There's no discussion required. It follows naturally. Whenever I increase the number of shares, ordinary shares, then I buy the equivalent number of deferred shares at 0.1 cent. Whenever I decrease my holding, I sell it at 0.1 cent. It's simply a formula to determine the ratio between the odds and the deferred.
Okay, Christo, because it's all a bit confusing here, where some calculation suggests that if the cancellation happened, then your deferred shares would now control 25.3% of the voting and not 32.3%. So where do your voting rights sit at this stage?
My voting rights, together with my ordinary shares, equate to about 44%, if I remember.
Okay, so with all of that still intact, are you prepared to negotiate at all, Christo, on the price tag to this deal?
No, because I'm not prepared to negotiate at all, because this wasn't a deal initiated by me. I was approached by the independent board of ShopRite at the request of shareholders. Most of ShopRite shareholders today are foreign shareholders. And they approached the independent board and asked whether they would consider regularizing the shareholding structure. I was approached and I said yes, I would be prepared to do it on the terms that we agree on.
Coronation says that
it remains shareholders' choice. They can choose to do the deal or not do the deal.
And that's where things sit right now. Coronation saying, Christo, that they're happy with the current status quo as far as the current ShopRite structure is concerned. So why the need then to change? And I know that it's ShopRite's board that has approached you with this, but what case would you present on why a shift should be triggered and make sense?
Because it is the expression of interest came from a large body of shareholders, and one tries to accommodate that. These high voting shares are not a feature of modern structures in South Africa, although it is accepted in other parts of the world. It is still something that that people use when companies have been run by the founders. But so the only reason is if that's what shareholders want, that's what they can have.
And if it's what they don't want, I mean, what will you do if the minority vote against this proposal? What next?
I do absolutely nothing. I just carry on the way we've carried on for 40 years. Nothing changes.
I have to ask the question, Christo, because there are those asking this question, and I'll try and tackle the elephant in the room for them. Do you need the cash?
No. The answer is simple, no. If I needed the cash, just consider the logic of your own argument. If I needed the cash, I would simply sell my stake in ShopRite.
Are you under any pressure at all to sell more of your ordinary ShopRite shares?
No, I'm not.
On that note, let's leave it there, Christo. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Christo Visser.